It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome in Clark Kellogg from CBS Sports. Hi, Clark.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Tim.
That's quite a unique greeting.
Thank you.
Don't tell me, Clark, you haven't made up your own jingle over the years in the shower.
I make up many.
I have not. I have not made up any jingles. Usually I listen to and recite lyrics that other people have made up.
Hopefully you sing that one later on or early or tomorrow morning. I'm not sure. Anyway, Clark Kellogg joining us, CBS Sports, Ohio State, Cleveland basketball legend. Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him. What'd you think of day one of the tournament?
Yeah, it was solid. I mean, again, nothing really earth-shattering. McNeese knocking out one of my final four picks, Clemson. Deservedly so, the way they played to build the 20-plus point lead. Most of our games yesterday of the 16 played were decided by double digits, and comfortably so. But I embrace whatever the tournament gives us because it always delivers. It might not have the fireworks every day that you like in day one or two, but that's just the way it unfolds. So, yeah, I'm looking very much forward to today. Good matchups on tap, and we'll see which teams advance. And this thing happens fast. You know, you go from 68 to 64 to 32 to 16 in 4 days, and that's, 6 days, that's pretty fast. So, yeah, we'll see how it plays out. A few matchups I'm looking forward to that you kind of circle when you see those come up on the bracket board. So, yeah, looking forward to day two.
You know, while the casual fan or even maybe the big-time fan of basketball, but you don't know the names nearly as much, you certainly know some of these coaches, Kelvin Sampson, yeah. Mark Few, Rick Barnes, Rick Pitino, John Calipari, all moving on yesterday. Isn't that interesting that in a sport and just college athletics in general that is supposed to be so much in flux that all these coaches say, we can't do this anymore, and here we are, the old guard, holding firm.
Yeah, that's a really good observation, and it just shows you there's a lot of diversity within the coaching ranks and also a lot of different perspectives on how to handle the ever-shifting landscape that is college basketball now, the transfer portal, NIL. We had the additional COVID year. More teams are older and better. I think that bodes well for the game. The game between the lines is in really shape. I mean, it's tough for folks to lock into, you know, the player movement, but when you get beyond that, There are a lot of good teams out there, which I think serves the game really well.
Is there anything that you've thought of that, you know, ethically could make everybody happy, that could kind of slow down some of the player movement? Because, you know, I'll bring up Clark and go, you know, people hit the transfer portal and then there's this bottleneck and some of these guys are left without teams and people go,
yeah, well, they
still get the freedom to go ahead and move about the country. And it's like, okay. But sometimes these are young people and young people don't always have the best ideas.
No, they don't, but that's part of growing up. There should be consequences for the decisions you make. I would love to see a lot more transparency around what's going on in the NIL space. It's still relatively new. Doesn't have nearly the guardrails that it should or the transparency that would benefit all. It's still a bit of a wild, chaotic landscape. But the freedom of movement, student athletes, according to some data that was shared with us, actually transfer less than the general student population, which was kind of eye-opening to me. Although, anecdotally, you can see it if you engage with college students and talk to parents. Kids bounce around quite a bit that are non-student athletes. So that part is fine. Graduation rates, I was always concerned when you make all of these moves and lose credits in the process of transferring, our student athletes, particularly basketball players and football players, the revenue-driving sports, are those young men, particularly the African-American young men, are they getting the college education that their athletic skills are providing them an opportunity to get? And then not only are they getting degrees, are they getting meaningful degrees? Is the education component really where it needs to be in the priority? And there are a lot of factors that go into that. And the last thing I would say is that I'd love to see a two-way accountability when it comes to NIL. Some limits, if you do move, there's a consequence for just bolting and moving. I don't know what that is. But again, in general, I would just like to see more transparency about what the money is and then a little more accountability around contracts and relationships in the NIL deal, that there has to be a two-way investment and there's consequences when you either violate or break that agreement on either side, and be able to have a body that is able to monitor and oversee that. I'm all for being able to monetize your name, image, and likeness. You should never have been penalized for earning a scholarship through your athletic ability. And that's what the pre-NIL world basically did to scholarship athletes. If you were on scholarship, then you weren't allowed to do something that everybody else would have been able to do if they had the, you know, the capacity and capital to monetize their name, image, and likeness.
Clark Kellogg joining us on the hotline, of course, observing all that's going on around the country in the tournament so far. You mentioned the NIL deals that you'd like to see, you know, almost more of a contract and, you know, some accountability and some transparency. What did you make of Will Wade? One of the more honest coaches there are in college hoops, still coaching his team, but yet is moving on at the end of the year.
Yeah, you know, that's a real function of the calendar more than anything. Because the transfer portal opens any day now in the midst of the NCAA tournament, when programs have decided to make changes with their coaching staffs, then it becomes almost impossible for that not to become public, because the coach wants to try to get moving on how to build the roster of the place he's going to. So it's a crazy situation. It shouldn't exist. It would be much cleaner if the transfer portal moves to after the tournament is over, so that coaches wouldn't feel compelled to have to confront the potential that they're going to change jobs while they're coaching a current team in the tournament. So I think that's more a function of the way the basketball calendar is structured. And I'm sure that's going to be corrected, because it's not a good look and it's not good practice for anybody when coaches leave and they all of a sudden now are really focused on trying to get ready for their next place while they might still be under contract with the team that's playing in the tournament. So Will's credit and his staff's credit and his team's credit, he's confronted everything honestly. I mean, he's one of the really great young coaches in the game. He certainly had some bumps, but who hasn't had bumps? And who doesn't deserve a second opportunity? So I look at it in that from that perspective. But it is uncomfortable and unnecessary, and the calendar has to be altered in order for this kind of situation not to be as prevalent as it is going forward.
Clark, I'm sure we are definitely going to get to some teams and their chances coming up here shortly. I do want to get your opinion on whether or not it makes sense to expand the tournament. Where do you come out on that?
Yeah, I'm not, you know, I've warmed up to the idea because the conversations recently, guys, have been around a relatively small expansion, 4 to 8 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tied to the number of Division I teams that exist across all of the championships that the NCAA puts on. Typically, 20 to 25% of the teams in Division I are eligible for postseason play. We've expanded the number of Division I teams recently. I think we're at 364. So a 20% number there would be 70 teams, or 72, I guess, if you take, 20% of 364 would be about 72, 73. We're at 68, so that may be 4. Maybe you go to 8 to get to 21 or 22%. And that math makes sense to me. And if that's the rationale for expansion, then it makes sense. I mean, when we went from 64 to 68 in 2011, part of the reason for that was we had added a few more Division I teams to the pool. And therefore, to get to that 20 to 22% postseason eligible number, you had to expand. So that makes sense to me, not expanding for the sake of expanding. When you've got a rationale behind it that makes some sense, then I'm warm to the idea. And I would be okay with that type of incremental capped expansion going forward, if it happens.
All right, obviously, Clark, everybody has come to know Cooper Flagg, but give us some other players. Give us some guys that are either made for primetime, NBA-ready guys, or just someone, even if they're not ready for the NBA, but someone who could dazzle the rest of this tournament.
Well, you saw one guy yesterday, Bennett Sturts from Drake. I mean, he controls everything that Drake does and does it at a high level, 21 points in an efficient manner, a handful of assists. Looking at today's action, man, there's so many guys that can step into that. I think Nate Johnson at Akron, to keep it in the northeastern Ohio quadrant of Ohio. John Gross has done another phenomenal job with his team. Tremendous season, and they've got a chance, I think, against Arizona. Xavier, Illinois, terrific matchup because of how high octane those teams are. Ryan Conwell, a transfer from Indiana State at Xavier, didn't play great the other night, but he's capable of big numbers as a guy who can shoot the three and get to the rim. Colorado State has an NBA prospect in Neek Clifford. He's a stat sheet stuffer, playing extremely well on a team that basically has been in the tournament for the last several weeks because they had to win the conference tournament to get to this point, and they're playing Memphis. And he's a pro prospect, a combo guard, wing, terrific player. They've won 10 in a row. And then Memphis, I'll give you one other guy, P.J. Haggerty, top 5 scorer in the country, physical guard, gets to the line 8 times a game, scores at all 3 levels, and typically performs his best when the game is on the line.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on.
Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I got to ask you, Clark, because an Ohio State alum, it's been 4 years now since they've been to the tournament. How does that happen at a school with the resources and the incredible support Ohio State has?
Well, there are a number of factors that contribute to not getting to the tournament because it's hard to get there. Clearly, Ohio State should be in the mix for competing for Big Ten championships and being in the tournament, no doubt. You miss on a couple of players. That can lead to some challenges. Chris Holtman, who we love, as a family, and really thought he was heading in the right direction. He had some tough early departure luck. I mean, he had two guys leave back-to-back after 1 year, Malachi Branham and Bryce Sensabaugh. Both guys were expected to be there 2 years and left after their first year, and deservedly so. They were first-round picks. But, you know, the roster construction component is now even more challenging than 5 years ago. And so you can't miss on some of the transfer portals. And, there, you know, we lost Michi Johnson midseason. He was expected to be an integral part. So, yeah, there are a number of factors that go into that. I think Jake Diebler did a good job, really good job in his first year. He'll learn and grow as a young coach and be better served. And I see good days ahead and brighter days ahead. But sometimes you got to go through the frustration and disappointment of the growing pains. And I don't see them lasting much longer for the Buckeyes.
Clark Kellogg joining us here on the show. So, but real quick, you do you're giving my Zips a chance. I went to Akron. You're giving them a chance today against Arizona.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're one of the best offensive teams in the country. They make threes. They share it. They're one of the best assist teams in the country. The style of play and matchup that Arizona presents is comfortable. It's not overwhelming. They're going to have to rebound. The guards for Arizona are pretty good. But no, they should not feel in any way overwhelmed or overmatched. And the underdog role and cake is not a bad one to have during the tournament, because there's a tendency when things get a little snug, if you can cause that to happen as an underdog, then the pressure of and finality of the one and done crucible tends to be a little more weighty for the higher seeded team. But I like the way Akron plays. I mean, they've got multiple guys that can score, and they've got enough size, I think, to compete on the glass. And that's always a big deal when you're a mid-major. Do you have the size to compete with your opponent? And I think Akron does. And the skill level is comparable.
I have to ask you one more. So my Zips play tonight against Arizona. Yeah. My alma mater, Perry, the one in Stark County, they play Westerville North tonight in the Division II state basketball champion. You are an Ohio basketball legend. If I have to pick one to win and one to lose, which one should I pick to win? Should it be my high school alma mater in the state championship game, or should it be Akron in the opening round of the NCAA tournament?
Well, because I don't know the high school teams, I know of Westerville North, and I watched them in one of their tournament games, and they were great. I'm going to lean towards Akron because I do know their personnel and how they play and win, and they've got a chance. So it's based on knowledge in my regard. So I'm going to pick Akron.
Clark, let's get the tournament back in Columbus. You have sway. Let's go. What are we doing here?
Now we're just shooting our shot, aren't we?
I don't have that kind of sway, fellas.
Clark, thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Yep, take care. Enjoy the madness, guys. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You too. Clark Kellogg, CBS Sports, Ohio State, and Cleveland basketball legend on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.